Barry Today welcomes letters to the editor at raymond@barrytoday.com. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following is in response to, letter, reader says luxury vehicle owners should pay more tax, published June 11. The rich do pay their fair share when buying luxury items. The GST on a $110,000 car is a lot higher than that on a $30,000 car. While I personally don't see a need for a really big vehicle, I don't begrudge anyone who wants to own one. Buy what you want, what you need and what you can afford. By the way, I'm all for emitting more carbon dioxide, which is a naturally occurring gas that is essential to all life on Earth, and is essential for photosynthesis. The more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, the greener the planet literally is, not just figuratively. Experts like Greenpeace co-founder Dr. Patrick Moore, who is an ecologist, argue that the Earth is actually carbon deficient. There are other emissions from burning fossil fuels that are harmful to the environment, but let's at least get this idea that carbon dioxide is a pollutant off the table. Mr. Burstyn's comment that the luxury vehicle tax would cause a $2.9 billion drop in sales of ultra-luxury goods is hardly something to celebrate. That $2.9 billion drop in sales could have an impact on the companies selling those ultra-luxury goods, which could have an impact on the profitability of the company, potentially resulting in job losses. It won't be the highly paid executives who lose their jobs, but the more modestly paid employees at the lower end of the food chain. Those who don't lose their jobs may not see raises or bonuses, or worse, may see their wages cut. Is Mr. Burstyn in favor of job losses and salary cuts? Mr. Burstyn also makes note of, people need to understand that multimillionaires have many ways to avoid income tax. As, Oracle of Omaha, Warren Buffett famously said years ago, he pays less tax than his secretary does. He then admitted this was fundamentally wrong. Okay, who is their right mind would pay more tax than they have to? We all sift through our files and shoeboxes containing receipts at tax time, looking for things that will qualify for write-offs and tax breaks, thus reducing our taxable income. It doesn't take a high-priced accountant to find these write-offs and tax breaks either. Remember, tax avoidance is perfectly legal, as the tax code that allow you to it. It's tax evasion that's illegal. As for Warren Buffett, what has personally done to correct this situation? Has Mr. Buffett made a voluntary payment to the USIRS to cover the shortfall? There's nothing stopping Mr. Buffett from sending all his money to the U.S. government and applying for welfare. Speaking of, shouldn't drivers pay for the roads we use? I agree. So, does this mean that Mr. Burstyn agrees that those who drive electric vehicles, the same one whom don't pay the multiple taxes that are charged for every liter of gasoline purchased, should be paying some sort of EV tax, something that is eventually going to have to happen? Bruce Forsyth Barry.